Even parents who read all the books and took all the courses can get a little befuddled in the early days of parenthood. A new baby is a lot of responsibility and not a sleep aid, it turns out. Having someone who knows infant health visit can be a big boost, which is why visiting nurse programs are set up all over the country. Oregon is embarking on a new expanded effort to take the visiting nurse program bigger, available eventually to all families. It is called Oregon Family Connects, and it is on a rollout that will take a few years to complete. Lane County is one of the early adopter counties in our region. Two guests with us from the Oregon Health Authority Public Health Division. Kate Wilcox is the Maternal and Child Health Manager in the Public Health Division. Welcome, Kate.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Amy Lundstedt is with us as well, who is actually one of the visiting nurses who does this work. Amy, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Amy, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about what goes on when a visiting nurse visits the family of a newborn.
Well, we have several programs. We're actually in Lincoln County, and we're the first county in Oregon that's brought on the Family Connects. A couple of our nurses in summer of 2016 went to Duke University to learn how to do the Family Connects model. And are you wanting to know about just the Family Connects or everything that we do?
Well, just the basics, is it sounds like the procedures are similar, whether it's called Family Connects or something
right.
else. I mean, the idea of a nurse visiting a newborn home is fairly standard, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So there's certain data that we collect during the Family Connects visit, but really it's all the same. We go out, we assess the mom after she's given birth, we assess the baby, do a newborn assessment, ask about how feeding's going, whether they're breastfeeding or formula feeding or both. And if they're having issues with breastfeeding, we help with that. We go over infant mental health. We go over safe sleep, safety in the home, resources as far as food. Can the mom afford food? Do they have transportation? I mean, we go over so many things.
Just the whole basic.
I mean, we go over everything.
everything that affects that child, which is pretty much
right.
everything in the home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, if they are having a breastfeeding issue, that may suck up a big part of that, visit. And then the next time I go out, I'll go out and gather more information. It just depends on what's going on with that mom, and I kind of follow their lead.
So Kate Wilcox, the success has been demonstrated in lots of places, it seems like. Tell us about the impacts of having a nurse visit a home where there's an infant.
Right. So we know the birth of a child is a big change for any family. And so while the needs of a family may differ, most families report that they welcome the support as they move through this transition. So the idea of creating and helping families create safe and healthy environments at this very start of the new child's life really forms the foundation for lifetime physical and mental well-being and healthy relationships. The evidence shows that there are decreased expenses in hospital costs in terms of infant emergency department admissions or hospitalizations. We know that families feel more ready and able to reach out for resources and supports beyond just that newborn period. And the latest data coming out of Duke University and this Family Connects model is showing that families that have engaged with the Family Connects nurses actually have 6 years later about a 39% decreased interface with Child Protective Services. So we're seeing some real positive outcomes as both in the health outcome and in the relationship and setting that family for the trajectory for the rest of that child's life.
The programs that have existed up until this point have generally been focused on low-income families, or is there
mm-hmm.
some particular, yes, that is the focus?
Yeah, so our current nurse home visiting and all the home visiting programs that are offered throughout Oregon have some sort of a criteria. It could be income, it could be risk factors. This program is unique because it's offered to all families once it's fully rolled out. So all families would be offered the opportunity to have a nurse come into their home about 3 to 4 weeks after they've gotten home to really work with the family, see what their needs are, what supports do they need, or are they good to go. And so it's really acknowledging and normalizing the fact that this is a tough period for anybody. It doesn't matter what your income is, what your insurance status is, what other risk factors you have. This is a really critical moment, and a little extra support is really helpful in helping that family get off to a good start.
Yeah, not getting sleep as a parent of a newborn is pretty much a universal thing, it sounds like. It doesn't matter how much money you've got. Right. So we were talking about the Family Connects program, the Oregon Family Connects program, which will bring ultimately nurses to the homes of any family with a newborn that wants a visit. Kate Wilcox is the maternal and child health manager at the Oregon Health Authority's Public Health Division. We also have with us Amy Lundstedt, who's a nurse who does the visits in Lincoln County. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Kate, there is a Family Connects International. Does it offer an off-the-shelf guide and training to run a program like this?
So the Family Connects International is the organization that developed this model, and they worked closely with Duke University to create a model and did a lot of testing, what we call randomized controlled trials, to really see what the evidence is showing and make sure that this sort of investment actually has the evidence to show positive outcomes. So that's the model that we are actually implementing currently in Oregon. It is implemented in other parts of the country in more localized community levels. The unique piece of our implementation is our intention is to take this statewide. It's never gone statewide before. And so that's a really unique piece. The other unique piece is that through Senate Bill 526, commercial health plans are required to provide this service for their members. And so we're really bringing in the commercial health plan sector as well as the public health the insurances to really support all families in getting this good start.
So I want to come back to you, Amy Lundstedt.
Yeah.
The checklist you ran through, does that change a bit as the child grows?
So the Family Connects visit is actually just one visit.
Mm-hmm.
Through my different programs as a home visiting maternal child health nurse, I have several different programs, and I don't usually just see my families once. But the Family Connects model is a data gathering visit, and it's one visit. And the visit lasts between an hour and a half to 2 hours. And that's where, yes, I'm hitting all the subjects that the Family Connects model wants me to hit. And then at the very end, I'm going over the 12 domains of health and wellness, and I'm kind of giving them a number to rate them. And then that's the data that we're collecting. And then I do a follow-up 6 weeks later.
A number to rate them like what? On what scale?
It's a number to rate them on how they're doing. So it's 12 domains. The domains are maternal health, infant health, healthcare plans, child care plans, parent-child relationship, management of infant crying, household safety and material supports, family and community safety, history with parenting difficulties, parent well-being, such as depression, substance abuse, and parent emotional support. And I would rate them between 1 and 4. So 1 being no concerns, that mom or infant's fine, doesn't need help in that domain, to 4, needed immediate help, mother or infant at risk and needed extensive referrals. And so I would rate that with a number system, and then we keep that in the database, and this is what we provide back to Duke University so that we're giving them the data and keeping our fidelity.
Are these weighted or prioritized at all? Is anything more important than anything else? The management of crime?
No, they're all important. Okay. Yeah, they're all important.
Okay.
So, and we do this visit one time between newborn and 8 weeks of age for the infant. But I go out and see these families more than that. But it's just the one time Family Connects visit where we're data gathering.
All right. So how do the subsequent visits not under Family Connects differ from that first one?
So how it would differ is the referrals that I made from that Family Connects visit, I would be following up on those referrals, seeing how things are going and reassessing as needed. So, for example, if breastfeeding was going fine during my Family Connects visit and wasn't really an issue then, but then I go back 2 weeks later and now all of a sudden breastfeeding's having, an issue, or maybe baby was hospitalized and really sick and mom's wondering, what to do next, then I would kind of go off what that mom needs. Another thing that I'm always assessing for is postpartum depression, and that, you know, either is up or down. And so, I mean, Family Connects is the one-time visit, but we're constantly going out and assessing and referring.
So, Kate Wilcox, back to you. This is described in the Family Connects website as an individualized, non-stigmatizing entry into community system of care. What is the stigma? Mm-hmm. I mean, where would parents be reluctant to accept some assistance?
Right. So, I think typically in our society, whatnot, if you have somebody coming into your home to provide supports, some people will say, oh, I don't need that. I'm good to go. And this model, because it's offered universally to everyone, acknowledges that everyone needs some supports. And it's not just those who are low income or who have risk factors, but that everyone can get some help and supports us in this time. And so that's sort of the universally offered nature of this, is to normalize this kind of support. And we find that when in a community, when it's offered to all families, about 70% of them decide that they would like to take to have this initial visit that Amy was talking about. Of those where it's not integrated, Lincoln County has a great program because they've integrated it with some of their other home visiting programs. Other places, only about 20% of those that have had that initial visit need a subsequent visit or two. And so many just receive that one visit, they get the education and the referrals that they need, and they're good to go. And so it really is about creating connection for that family into the services that are available to them in their community and assuring that those community supports and resources are there when they need them.
Okay, so I see it now. So it's not only not mandatory, but it's offered to everyone, so nobody has to feel like I'm a lousy parent and that's why they sent the nurses over to my house or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There is wording in the rollout announcement about Family Connects Oregon not replacing more intensive home visiting programs. Mm-hmm. So are we talking about the things that existed previously that were specifically targeted for low-income families?
Correct. Because some of those families that are going to when Amy does her assessments, they're going to say, I think I need more home visiting. I need more supports. And so then they're referred on to some of our other home visiting programs, such as Healthy Families Oregon, or Babies First, or our Cocoon program, or Early Head Start. There's lots of other types of home visiting that really take that family and provide the more long-term relationship and connection with the family.
We're talking about Family Connects Oregon with Kate Wilcox, the Maternal and Child Health Manager at the Oregon Health Authority's Public Health Division. Amy Lundstedt is one of the visiting nurses who does this. She's based in Lincoln County. Questions, comments about Family Connects Oregon, which will eventually, it is planned, go statewide. There are trial rollouts going on in several counties around the state, including Lincoln County, where Amy is. You can join the conversation on the exchange. 800-838-3760 is the phone number. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Amy, in a case where somebody does request help, I mean, how many times might you see an infant?
It really varies depending on the family. I really just follow the family's lead and whatever's going on with them. You know, sometimes I may only go out 3 times or even once, like Kate was saying, like the true Family Connects model of just going once. Very rarely do I just go once, so I at least go twice. And then some people I see a year and a half. So it just depends on what's going on with that family. And I really like that we offer it universally now. And we've done that, I think, since 2015 here in Lincoln County, because, I mean, what Kate was saying is everybody does need help. And what I'm seeing mostly is people just want that support and validation that they're doing okay and getting their questions asked, and that can be anyone. I'm a nurse myself, and I see other nurses that have given birth, and I go into their homes, or teachers, or people that just moved into the county that don't have family or anyone around. All they have is their husband, and their husband's working, and they're sitting at home alone. And having me come in and help support them and just answer their questions is very validating and supportive. So really, everybody needs these type of visits.
Even if they're not taking any particular services or
right.
the baby's scoring well in all the categories,
mm-hmm.
they just want to know somebody's there where they're saying, yeah, you're doing okay.
Yeah, like you're doing great. Look at your baby. You guys are bonding well. Yes, I visualized your breastfeeding latch. You're doing amazing. You know, sometimes it's just that extra validation that these moms really need.
So, Kate, talk about how Oregon can offer this. I mean, obviously, you've mentioned that that it's a requirement for the commercial health plans. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, with Senate Bill 526, that bill provided the authority to Oregon Health Authority to design and implement the universally offered home visiting program, and it required the commercial health plans to provide this benefit to their members. As you know, the Oregon Health Authority oversees the Medicaid program, so we're working internally to be able to cover the Medicaid portion of the births, which are about half. We have about 45,000 births a year in Oregon. And so as we're rolling this out, there is general fund investment, but we're also looking to develop some private public partnerships and working with the commercial health plans so that they can provide this benefit to their members. You know, as this gets rolled out, the cost analysis, I think, is going to pencil out, as it has in other parts of the country, where there really is a net positive financially in terms of for every dollar they've found in other parts of the country, for every dollar that's invested, there's a $3 decrease or savings in terms of infant emergency department and hospitalization admits. And so you start to see the cost effectiveness, not just for the health plans and the healthcare system, but then, as I was talking about before, in terms of the health outcomes and the social benefit that comes from that. So you have reduced entry into potential child protective services. You've got families that come from a place of strength and are able to reach out for services in a preventive way rather than when things get too bad. And then we're working to help that family through troubled times. So that those sorts of both financial and social benefits have really played out.
Well, as has been pointed out many times, if you can help a child very early in life and help the family to make a better, healthier child at that point in life, you have fewer things to worry about later on, perhaps.
Correct.
So what is there a particular target that the legislature mandated? Did it say, you know, here's when we want the whole state to be covered with Oregon Family Connects?
Well, we proposed a 3-biennium rollout, and there's a lot to learn, I will say, because no other state has done it on this scale, has really taken this model that's a very community-based model and taken it to the scale that we're planning to do. Right now, we are planning for a 3-biennium rollout, and we're just
partway
through.
So 6 years for the people who don't speak legislature.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Yeah, 6 years. So we're hoping that by, you know, 2025, 2026, we're going to be able to offer this to all families. All families will have this service offered to them. But, you know, we are learning a lot, and today we know a lot more than we did when we started this journey 2 years ago, and I think in the next year or two we're going to learn a lot more. So that's our plan.
And how were the early adopters chosen, or how did they choose themselves? It is a bit spotty. We have Lane and Washington, it looks like, being the biggest counties, but you have much smaller ones scattered in eastern and central Oregon, for example.
Yeah, so in this learning period, we wanted to focus with agencies that have this kind of expertise in terms of nurse home visiting and community system of care development. So we put out a request for interest, a letter of interest, to all local public health, early learning hubs, and tribes to see who was interested in joining the very first early adoption phase and being kind of the first communities out of the gate. We were anticipating selecting only 4 or 5. We received 8 letters of interest, and we looked at them and thought, and we checked with our partners who are helping us implement this from the Family Connects International group and said, can we accept all of these 8 who are interested? And they said, yeah, let's do it. So it really came from the community's level of interest in wanting to start working on this program for their community members.
So, Amy Lundstedt, I have to believe that after you've done these home visits for a while, that you can kind of go bing, bing, bing down the list. Is the majority of the time not spent assessing, but just sort of watching?
It's That's interesting that you asked that, because when the Family Connects model came, I had already done this type of nursing for about 4 years, and I looked at it, I'm like, this is what I do anyways. And so, no, I don't just look at the paper and go down the list. I have it already memorized, and it's something that happens naturally and is more just like a natural dialogue. It's not clinical. So. Oh. But I am hitting all the targets.
Sure. Okay. So yeah, you work on it. Yeah, you can figure out the paperwork later on.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm curious. One of the categories you mentioned was infant mental health, and I wonder how that presents. How you gauge for that?
We're just looking at the bond with the infant and the mom, and the bonding and attachment, talking about infant cues, and the mom responding to those infant cues, and how that promotes trust. And ultimately less anxiety for that infant. And if mom can hone into those cues early on, later on in life, they're still going to be honing into those cues as toddlers, preschoolers, and school-age children. So it's just teaching those basics and responding to the crying and what crying is. And it's not that the baby's spoiled and just wants to be held. It's just responding to those crying cues is promoting trust and bonding. I mean, it goes deeper than that, but that's kind of the gist of...
Sure. Make sure that things are going well. There's a general sense of good feeling there.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Wilcox, you're quoted on the website as saying, we want Oregon to be the best place in the country to have and raise a child. How does Oregon do in comparison to other states in overall child well-being, particularly on these measures now?
Yeah, you know, I think it varies depending on the community and the ability to provide services. We know that in our state, as in many states, the mental health system really could use some supports, that we have some of those types of issues. I will say one of the things that Oregon has going for it is our coordinated care organization and the fact that 97% of children have insurance coverage in the state of Oregon. And those are real opportunities that we can take a model like this and supplement that and create leverage and a continuum of care that can really change the trajectory for a child's life.
All right, so the plan is to have Oregon Family Connects available to any family with a newborn who wants one by the year 2026. It's on a bit of a slow rollout, three biennia, as Kate Wilcox mentioned. Kate is the Maternal and Child Health Manager for the Oregon Health Authority Public Health Division, and Amy Lundstedt is a nurse who's doing the home visits in Lincoln County. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. Short break on the Exchange, back with Marketplace Tech.